Okay, so it's Catriona here from Search Scotland, and I'm having a wee interview with Catherine McLaughlin here of Mount Stuart House. So we're sitting in the lovely little patio area of the Garden and Plant Centre. So just give us a wee bit of information about Mount Stuart and what to do here. We're going to have a wee interview later with the house, but if you could let us know about the other activities here on the estate.
Okay, well, Mount Stuart really does have something to offer for everybody. Mm-hmm. Not just the culture vulture, we've got a huge amount of facilities that appeals to the broader audience, but more importantly the family. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic adventure play area, yep, which is situated just outside the visitor centre, yep, which is, and should I say award-winning visitor centre, yes, actually, which has won awards for the architecture. It's built some 15 years ago now, mm-hmm, and it's home to our 120-seater restaurant, yep, and retail outlet. And beyond, if you kind of explore outside the boundaries of that, not only have we got 300 acres of spectacular grounds and gardens to explore, but we've also got our Eat Bute farm shop, which is home, yep, to some of the local produce that's, mm-hmm, made here on the island, and also the wider region of the west coast of Scotland. And our plant centre, and what's unique about the plant centre is that I'd say 70 to 75% of the plants that are sold here are actually grown within the estate and are actually unique to Bute, mm-hmm, because of the fantastic climate that we get. So
definitely, I mean, it's a glorious day here today, and I can actually see that we play part and the kids are having a great time up there. I kind of wish I was there with them, uh-huh, to be fair. Uh-huh. But no, you also mentioned something which I think is quite interesting, is that at your restaurant, which was great, we just had a great experience there, but much of that produce comes from your own kitchen garden, which I thought was quite sweet. So can you give us a bit?
That's right, yeah, about? I mean, the team work incredibly hard, believe it or not. For the 300 acres, we've only got a team of 9 gardeners that look after it all, but one of the areas that they work very, very closely on is the kitchen garden, and that's a project that's led very much by our head chef, mm-hmm, Oscar, mm-hmm, and his team, and the head gardener, to ensure that we've got a well-stocked produce that supplies the restaurant throughout, mm-hmm, the season. Mm-hmm. So we've got some fantastic salad leaves, seasonal vegetables, mm-hmm, fresh soft fruits, yep, apples, you name it, pretty much everything, along with the walled garden, which homes just about every herb that you can imagine, and you know, we encourage people to go and view it and then buy the produce from the farm shop at the end of the visit. As you said, the restaurant, we're very, very passionate about seasonal produce, mm-hmm, and local homegrown products, mm-hmm, and over 80% of the menu is, mm-hmm, designed with that seasonality and produce in mind. And you know, if you come along and give us a try, everything on the menu that has Eat Bute next to it,
yep,
highlights anything that's been grown locally on our estate or on Bute.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know, looking at the website, can you just give us the website address for anybody listening here, just to go and have a little look, just a wee plug?
Certainly, it's www.mountstuart.com. And I'd really like to point reference to advise people to have a look at the What's On page.
That's it, yeah.
Very, very keen, particularly throughout the season, to offer something most weekends for people to come along, whether or not it be a tasting or a demonstration within our farm shop, a local artist that may be doing some painting, right, or jewellery, yeah, making within the visitor centre. And again, 90% of these are free access. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people to come along and see, you know, what we're all about.
Fantastic. Well, the best kind of advice I can give to people is to just come over to the island, come and visit the estate, because it is quite special, a little eye-opener for us, and we will be having a nice little review with photographs and another audio interview as well. So I'd really recommend that you make your trip over to Bute and visit the estate. So thank you very much, Catherine, and we'll leave it there.
Thank you.
Cheers.